The Utah Department of Transportation will install a climbing lane along the Jeremy Ranch corridor westbound on I-80 next year. If the property owners along the corridor have a noise increase of up to 5 decibels, UDOT by statute has to let those affected vote for or against a noise barrier. The Citizens Against the Wall, CATW, have challenged the noise assessments done by UDOT, and they say the agency has calculated the noise data incorrectly. They also claim the cost of the wall falls outside of the maximum allowable expense under UDOT's guidelines. CATW spokespersons, in a letter to the Utah Transportation Commission, state the engineering data to support building a noise barrier supplied by UDOT is incorrect. They ask the commission to direct UDOT to adhere to their noise abatement policy. Utah Transportation Commission Executive Director Carlos Braceras, in his letter to CATW, disagrees that UDOT's data is incorrect, but does not provide specifics. Even so, Braceras says UDOT will hire Horrocks Engineering for a second opinion. He also says in the letter directing UDOT on how to perform its duties and responsibilities is not one of the Commission's duties and responsibilities. KPCW contacted Braceras for comment and did not receive a response. One of the Citizens Against the Wall, spokesperson Tom Farkas, says the original engineers, H.W. Lochner, hired by UDOT, still have not identified where their calculations are incorrect.
There must be some validity in what we've been saying, the fact that they need to hire another engineering company to kind of sort this out. But they've never really said to us that what we've done was incorrect. And it seems to me that if they had their first engineering company do the analysis, and if we challenge them, it seems to me that first engineering company should have been able to say, well, here's where they're not right. And they didn't do that.
While Farkas is glad UDOT is seeking a second engineering opinion, his group is not convinced of their objectivity.
Give them another opinion is a company that they use for their other projects, and we actually believe that there are people from that company that are part of the already on the I-80 noise project.
Farkas and the CATW have submitted multiple government records requests.
Submitted to UDOT, grammar request for some more information. When I thought we were still in the discussion phase, I wrote to them and asked for a full copy of their report, because apparently they've got design drawing specifications and so on, which we asked for the full report. That was back 2 weeks ago, and we didn't get it, so we had to do a grammar request for that. We did ask for more information, see their justification for doing the climbing lane. We also asked for some correspondence between them, Lochner, and Horrocks, which are the new engineering company, because we're suspicious that they've already had some dialogue and discussion. We feel that ought to be open to us as well.
UDOT project manager John Montoya says he stands behind the original engineering analysis performed by Lochner Engineering.
In order to show that we have met all of the policy criteria, that we are having an independent third party look at it. That's really our perspective, at least my perspective at the project level. I certainly can't speak directly for Carlos.
Montoya says Horrocks Engineering can be an objective third party in spite of its work on this I-80 project.
If you're asking, does Horrocks have other contracts or even contracts on this project with UDOT, the answer is yes, we do. We would be pretty limited if we had to find a complete independent party. I don't know that we could. The people that do this kind of work all work for us.
CATW argues that the impacts of a noise barrier to the View Corridor would affect many thousands of people living in the basin, as well as those traveling on I-80. The 24 Jeremy Ranch property owners next to I-80, deemed by UDOT as benefited receptors, will vote on the noise barrier. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.